local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Don't look now, it's already the middle of April, April 15, 2024. Welcome into another week of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. As we get started, full rundown here on a busy Monday. We start with the latest in Israel as they are vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack. Your reaction from President Biden today.
Iran launched an unprecedented aerial attack against Israel, and we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel.
An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of that response. The official made the comment after Israel's war cabinet met for several hours last night. Meanwhile, urgent diplomatic efforts are continuing to avoid further escalation of the conflict. Well, anti-Israel protests erupting all over the United States today. Interstates, roads, bridges. They've converged on New York's Brooklyn Bridge and are clashing with police. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, they've completely blocked southbound traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge today. Protesters also on Wall Street in Manhattan, Long Beach, California. Earlier, they chained themselves to a Boeing plane in St. Louis, Missouri. They also blocked an entrance to a jet engine plant in Connecticut and shut down the main highway outside Chicago O'Hare Airport as well. FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore bridge collapse as agents have boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge, sending the span to the bottom of the Baltimore Harbor. The Washington Post says part of the investigation is focused on whether the crew left port knowing the ship had problems. As a look at our top three stories today, our top local headline, a Pensacola-based attorney is facing a slew of child porn charges. 33-year-old Alex Rigsby was arrested Friday morning and released from the Escambia County Jail Saturday after posting $1.2 million bond. According to Channel 3, he's now facing 30 second-degree felony counts of possessing 10 or more child porn images. Investigators say they've searched his phone back in early February and found over 300 images and videos in multiple storage files. According to the Escambia Santa Rosa Bar Association, Rigsby had worked for Legal Services of North Florida. Some more local headlines, including a visit today from the governor. That's all on the way. We get an update now on our roads and weather, starting with Alan Strum.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. We'll say hello to Austin. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, bud?
Oh, pretty good as well. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. I think I got a little bit sunburnt when
there
I was at Marine Max on Saturday, but outside of that, I think I'm doing all right.
Very good.
As for the roads, it looks like the roads are doing relatively fine as well. We do have some congestion if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther. This is on Navarre Parkway. If you're coming from Mary Esther in front of Hurlburt Field, and then as you get past Windhaven Beach and approach Highway 87, we've got some pretty severe backups in that area there. Also have some if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, is just a couple of usual spots. Northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But that is not too severe at this time. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
All right. As I said, Governor DeSantis in Escambia County today, getting some FaceTime at Warrington Preparatory Academy. There, he was touting House Bill 1285, the bill that state says enhances Florida's top-ranked education system. DeSantis says the bill will limit book challenges to one per month from those without children in a school district.
Because it's being done to create a narrative that somehow, oh my gosh, all these books are quote banned. No book is banned in Florida. the most grotesque pornographic books that are in schools that have been removed because they're not appropriate, you can go buy it at a bookstore. If that's what floats your boat, you're able to do that.
Well, the bill also simplifies the process to convert failed turnaround schools to charter schools, much like the process that Warrington Preparatory Academy went through last year, and establishes Purple Star School districts. That recognizes districts that make a significant commitment to supporting military families. Death investigation continuing this afternoon. The sheriff's office says a white male was found dead off of Plantation Road late this morning, and it's being investigated as a possible overdose. This was near Davis Highway, and a spokesperson says deputies found drug paraphernalia at the scene. The individual identified only as a homeless white male. Hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz today as weighing in on some of the top national issues, especially with pressure building on House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring the national security package to a vote. The $95 billion package that passed the Senate in February would combine aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
I am not going to vote to send more money to Ukraine. I'm worried about escalatory accident there. I also think that Ukraine is very likely to run out of men before they run out of bullets. And we're going to be asking ourselves in that conflict sort of what we're doing there in the reality where Europe can stop that war anytime they want to.
Yeah, so he was on with the Charlie Kirk show today. He does support providing aid to Israel, and he says a great way to do that would be to take away money earmarked for the UN. Much like we had, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, FDOT says there's going to be some more lane closures on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. Westbound lanes from the Ward Basin Road on-ramp, that's exit 28, to the Blackwater River Bridge. So they're doing bridge and slab replacement there. Now, this is supposed to be intermittent between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. this week, Wednesday through Thursday. Due to the closures, FDOT says the I-10 westbound travel lane will be shifted slightly towards the outside of the roadway until early May. This is, of course, all part of the Blackwater River Bridge resurfacing project. There are no live burns or controlled burns at the Naval Live Oaks area. We'd said that they were planning on it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, but unfavorable weather conditions are forcing the Gulf Islands National Seashore to call those off. Ceremony tomorrow on board NAS Pensacola to announce the next commanding officer of the Blue Angels. The event is not open to the public, and they will announce who that individual is a little after 4 o'clock tomorrow. And whoever that commanding officer is will serve as the commanding officer for the 2025-26 show seasons. We'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. this month highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Bands on the Beach is back, so grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's the hottest classic rock and roll horn band in Pensacola, the Bay Bridge Band. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulf Sun Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number one on a Monday, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Beautiful weather day, and the weather week overall doesn't look too bad. Alan's got the details up in a couple of minutes from now. We'll check the roads for you as well. Getting a few state headlines out of the way, Miami was one of the cities impacted by today's pro-Palestinian protest. Police say they've taken at least seven people into custody thus far. The flag and banner waving demonstrations have been trying to block Biscayne Boulevard and Northeast 3rd Street in downtown.
And a sentencing trial for a Jacksonville man who admitted to killing a man underway. Patrick McDowell pleaded guilty to the shooting death of Deputy Joshua Moyers during a 2021 traffic stop. Earlier this month, a judge ruled that McDowell will be sentenced under current Florida law regarding the death penalty. Instead of a unanimous verdict, an 8-4 majority is needed for jurors to recommend a death sentence.
A Florida appeals court says phone conversations with law enforcement can be recorded without consent. The Fifth District Court of Appeal last week dismissed five wiretapping charges against Michael Wade after the Floral City man recorded a 2021 phone conversation with a Citrus County deputy. In its ruling, the court said police performing their official duties did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy when speaking with Wade over the phone. The appeals court upheld battery and resisting arrest charges against him.
And a study finds that Florida homeowners own low-quality insurance that wouldn't meet federal guidelines. Chris Trinkman has more.
Floridians may be unaware that 50 small insurance companies that cover 70% of the state are so financially sketchy they could go bankrupt after a storm, leaving homeowners vulnerable. The study from Harvard and Columbia says the company Demotech of Ohio may be giving Florida's insurers higher ratings than they deserve. 20% of A-rated companies actually went belly up over the last 15 years, and the study shows Florida regulators typically look the other way. I'm Chris Trankman.
425 here. Another quick check of the roads and weather. If you're traveling westbound on Windhaven or on Navarre Parkway, rather, coming from Windhaven Beach and traveling towards Highway 87, we've got some typical evening traffic causing you some backups there. The same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River heading towards downtown Milton. And we've also got some backups developing on both North Davis Highway, particularly between Creighton Road and near the intersection with Olive Road, and also on Mobile Highway. This is traveling both north and southbound towards the intersection with Softly Field Road. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Alan Strum's got the weather update and what should be a really nice week.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. It will be dry overnight. Lows will mainly be in the low 60s. We've got upper 70s for Tuesday, and it's going to be a little warmer later in the week with some highs getting up into the 80s. And most of the week will be mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Look at our national news today. Jury selection starting today in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. Here was some reaction outside the courtroom from supporters and detractors.
I wanted to show support for President Trump in a public way. I think it's important.
I am a foreigner, and I bought into all the ideas of America, and what Trump is doing shouldn't be acceptable to anybody, not even his supporters.
Now, Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover payments made to Stormy Daniels prior to the election of 2016. When he arrived, Trump said the trial is a persecution and an assault on America.
And Robert Kennedy Jr. says he's ruling out running for the White House as a libertarian. He says that his campaign isn't having problems getting on the ballot, so he won't be running as that. Kennedy originally was running as a Democrat but switched to independent, in part because the Democratic Party wasn't going to be holding any debates against President Biden.
Two bodies found in the search for the two missing Kansas women in Oklahoma.
This case did not end the way we had hoped. It has certainly been a tragedy for everybody involved.
Now, the bodies were recovered yesterday in Texas County. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were last seen on March 30th. Tad Cullum, Tiffany Adams, Cole Twombly, and Cora Twombly were booked Saturday on suspicion of two counts of first-degree murder.
And the House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate tomorrow. The move will force the Democratic-led Senate to take up the matter of impeachment against Mayorkas. Republicans in the House impeached Mayorkas in February over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Along those lines, President Biden is debating whether to use executive order to slow the surge of illegal immigration. Republicans say a simple cap on daily requests for asylum will not cut it.
It's pretty simple. This is what the president needs to do. And honestly, he doesn't need an executive order to even do this, is deport people that are here illegally.
That's Congressman Tony Gonzalez. He says the president needs to surge immigration judges to the border. If people don't qualify for asylum, they need to be quickly sent back.
And there's a Republican effort to keep disgraced former Congressman George Santos out of the U.S. Capitol building, Kristen Marks reports.
Despite being expelled from Congress, Santos shocked many by attending last month's State of the Union address because former members retain House privileges. New York Representative Anthony Desposito has put forward a resolution to modify House rules so that ousted members are banned from the House floor, as well as other areas like the members-only gym and dining room. Santos would also have to give up his member pin, which allows him to easily enter the Capitol. A vote on the resolution may not happen, though, because many Republicans were against expelling Santos in the first place. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
Recap of today's top three stories. Israel is vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack over the weekend. Anti-Israel protests happening all over the country and causing some major slowdowns and headaches at some of the key landmarks around the country. New York's Brooklyn Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, which at last check is still shut down. It's been that way for hours. Earlier, the Kennedy Expressway near Chicago's O'Hare was blocked, causing passengers to have to get out of rideshares, taxis, or whatever, and make about a 20-minute hike to the terminals there. Also, the FBI says they're opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore bridge collapse. Agents have boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge. They're, according to the Washington Post, focused on whether the crew left port knowing that the ship had problems. Let's look at our top three stories. A busy sports weekend. We'll recap that and look ahead to the NBA playoffs beginning. A busy day in Boston today. And, of course, Scottie Scheffler on top of the golf world once again.
I'm Tom Graham. Jury selection underway in the hush money case against Donald Trump. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York City after day one.
Questioning of prospective jurors has begun. One woman from Harlem was excused after answering questions about whether she can serve impartially. She said that she has strong opinions about former President Trump, so she was let go. About 50 people of 96 prospective jurors were also let go for similar reasons.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records in relation to payments made to cover up an alleged affair. A handful of pro-Palestinian protesters facing charges after blocking traffic for hours on California's Golden Gate Bridge. Many Bay Area drivers left frustrated.
It's an unfortunate situation, a sensitive situation.
Pro-Palestinian protesters also rallying in several other U.S. cities today. America is listening to Fox News.
Talk with your money now. With investors worrying about the possible next steps in the Middle East conflict, stocks fell broadly again today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbling 290 points, or 1.8%. The S&P 500 fell 61 points, and the Dow Industrial slid 248. That is a sixth straight daily decline for the Blue Chip Index. More evidence the consumer is still pretty resilient. Retail sales jumped 0.7% in March, much better than expected, following a revised 0.9% rise the prior month. The Commerce Department says online sales soared 2.7%. There's an online basketball and baseball memorabilia auction underway, and the items up for grabs include a pair of sneakers from Michael Jordan's NBA rookie season, worn and signed by him, that experts believe will fetch close to $500,000. Robert Edwards Auction says there are various other game-worn sneakers from other NBA legends, plus highly rated baseball cards from the likes of Ty Cobb, Mickey Mantle, and Derek Jeter. That auction goes through Sunday. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim. Heading into last season, it felt like the AFC South was one of, if not the worst, divisions in football. Now, a year later, it's one of the better ones. The Texans are a force with C.J. Stroud. Indy almost made the playoffs last year without Anthony Richardson. I think the Jaguars will bounce back in 2024. And Tennessee had a good offseason, so now they could fairly judge Will Levis. I'm Zach Gelb.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, looking at the traffic and weather here. Let's see. There's not a lot going on the roads. That's been the case so far this hour. We do have some backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, especially if you're coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. But that's nothing too severe at this time. And the usual suspects in Pensacola are looking good as well. Pine Forest Road, Pensacola Boulevard, not really giving us much trouble. The only other spot where you're going to see anything severe is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, and that's if you're coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. It will be dry overnight. Lows will mainly be in the low 60s. We've got upper 70s for Tuesday, and it's going to be a little warmer later in the week with some highs getting up into the 80s. And most of the week will be mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 438 here at News Radio 92.3. A lot happening in the sports world today, Austin.
Yes. Let's touch on what happened this weekend.
All
so,
right.
And I want to start with this because I know you were talking about last week. You held this near and dear in the Masters. Scottie Scheffler.
Yes.
He now has two green jackets. He shot 11 under par to win the tournament by 4 shots. So congrats to Scheffler there, and he's got a kid on the way, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on cloud nine, I'm sure. How was your Masters nap?
Oh.
Was it as ungodly as you said it would be?
Oh, God, it was tremendous. Both Saturday and Sunday, just elite Masters naps. Now Saturday was a little bit actually Saturday and Sunday were both pretty busy in the morning. My wife and I went and we went and looked at a couple of neighborhoods, couple houses. So we get home, we feed Miha, you know, get her down for a nap, and then I just sacked out for a couple hours. It was great. Yesterday we helped out with junior church at our church, so up on my feet a lot, walking around, you know, entertaining for an hour or so, and molding young minds about how to best live.
Molding young minds.
I do it. It's a 7-day, 24-hour a day commitment, Austin.
Thank you for your service, Joe.
That's right.
Also, we had the NBA regular season wrap up. The play-in tournament starts tomorrow. The 7-seeded New Orleans Pelicans will host the 8-seeded LA Lakers. That's going to be tomorrow night. And the Kings will host the Golden State Warriors in the 9-10 matchup. In the East, we got the Sixers hosting the Miami Heat on Wednesday, and then it's the Hawks traveling to Chicago to take on the Bulls. The 8-seed games will be played on Friday. Yeah. So, okay, Miami, New Orleans, we've got some relatively local representation there.
Sure.
We did have some unfortunate news when it came to our most local name in the sports segment tonight, or today. And that's the Ice Flyers. Peoria won its second game over the Ice Flyers 6-1 on Saturday, and that unfortunately eliminated them from SPHL postseason. But hey, one heck of a season nonetheless there. Let's see. In the WNBA, we've got the draft tonight. The Indiana Fever have the first pick for the second year in a row. They took Aaliyah Boston last year, and they will most likely take Caitlin Clark tonight. And then here in the MLB in Boston, well, it's not just MLB, but it's part of it. Joe, you mentioned that today was a big sports day for Boston, and it's Patriots Day.
Yeah.
That includes the running of the 128th Boston Marathon. The men's race was won by Ethiopia's Sese Lema, whose time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds is the 10th fastest time ever.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Kenya's Helen Obiri defended the women's title, being the first woman to win back-to-back Boston Marathon since 2005. And in compliance with Patriots Day, the Red Sox played an early game against the Cleveland Guardians at Fenway Park, which the Guardians won 6-0, so it wasn't all great in Boston, unfortunately. But then also in the MLB there, it's also Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball. Every player is wearing the number 42 to honor the man who broke the color barrier on this day in 1947.
Yeah, big day there. I'm not a Boston fan, but
me
I
neither.
Do love Patriots Day and just everything that it stands for, especially with the, of course, the bombings back in 2013 and just how the city had the Boston strong and everything.
Right.
I love when the calendar allows all of the professional teams besides the Patriots, of course, because it's not in season. But, you know, every few years you'll have the Bruins playing at home in the afternoon, right out, you know, kind of overlapping with the Red Sox. And then you've got the Celtics who will also play in a playoff game. Obviously, they have a bye, and now I'm not sure that will. I guess it depends if how the NBA playoff schedule shakes out. But of course, with the play-in games, the Celtics have the number one seed, so they're off for the next week here. But you know, every now and then, we have in the past gotten like the full gamut of the Boston professional sports teams playing on Patriots Day, which is always really cool there. So yeah, good stuff. Braves taking on the Astros today, Rays, Angels, and the Marlins and the Giants. That's local baseball scores. And we're, 10 days away from the NFL draft? So,
oh, yeah, it's coming up fast.
A lot happening here, fast and furious, and seeing a lot of rumors out there about teams trading up, teams trading back. This particular player, is he trying to weasel his way to a particular team? And the smokescreen season is in full swing here.
Now, the first show after the draft, or after at least the first round, we're going to need to keep our distance from Joe.
It is going to be the Chicago Bear Now show, at least in the 4 o'clock hour, with Joe and Austin, where I will have my Caleb Williams jersey, my Bears hat, my pom-poms and my foam finger,
and
we are just going to talk Chicago Bear football for
an hour. Do you already have a Williams jersey?
I don't. No, you actually can't get one right now because, I mean, he's not an NFL player, so they haven't released that. But even if you try to do a custom jersey with Williams' last name,
it won't let you.
It won't let you for particular numbers.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 13, 18, not sure what number he's going to wear yet. But
I remember I tried like a few years ago to make a custom jersey for Wake Forest, and I tried to use a current player's name, and they said you can't do that.
Yeah, well, now you could, though, because
now
of NIL.
You can. Yeah, now, heck, they're selling them themselves. You don't have to make it.
Especially at Wake Forest.
Yeah, absolutely. Just about 4:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. It's been a very easygoing evening on the road so far. Let's see. We may have a little bit of backups if you are traveling either north or southbound, particularly southbound, though, on Palafox Street towards the intersection with Burgess Road, but that's nothing too severe. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. You're going to experience the most problems if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Tax day is here, of course. That's another big thing there. Yeah. IRS says anyone having last-minute issues filing their return can get in-person tax help. Taxpayer assistance centers are available across the country with extended office hours through April 16th. The IRS is asking taxpayers to call ahead to schedule an appointment. I don't know if you're filing taxes, I assume.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still on my parents' tax stuff, but I'm giving, you know, my own tax sheets and all
okay,
that.
Okay, so are you a wait until tax day person / family, or are you like as soon as you can just to get them over with and get that refund as quickly as possible?
My parents are saying, hey, we need your tax stuff. They've been saying it for a little while, so okay. I guess we're the more proactive type.
Well, they are. when you are the master of your own household, perhaps a bit of a different story.
Yeah, I'm typically pretty productive, so maybe I'll get in front of it just like they do. But yeah, don't put it off to the last minute. I would not recommend it. I don't know enough about taxes, but I do know that much. The U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July.
Samsung is overtaking Apple as the top seller among smartphone manufacturers. Industry research firm IDC says global sales went up by nearly 8% in the first 3 months of this year, with Samsung taking an over 20% market share. That's compared to Apple's just over 17%.
And Tesla's planning to lay off more than 10% of its global workforce. CEO Elon Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity in a memo to employees. According to CNBC, Musk called it a difficult decision as the company prepares for the next phase of growth.
Calls to poison control centers regarding melatonin overdoses have spiked 500%, according to a new report from the CDC. Experts, though, say this is not something to worry about.
Melatonin is extremely safe. Our body makes melatonin. I know this is more of a synthetic type of melatonin, but it is safe.
He says anything is dangerous if taken to the extreme, but with the sleep aid, he says the worst symptoms are typically sleepiness and maybe some indigestion. If parents are worried that kids took too much, he says call the poison control hotline.
And complications during pregnancy could be linked to an increased risk of death even decades after giving birth. That's according to a new study published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. It found that those who experienced major complications like gestational diabetes had a higher risk of early death. That risk remained high for more than 40 years.
Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I'm sentencing you to 18 months of incarceration at a New Mexico women's correctional facility. I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner.
A jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set. The judge says Gutierrez didn't accept responsibility for her actions and hasn't shown remorse.
My goodness. Billy Joel fans aren't happy. CBS was supposed to air his 100th residency show at Madison Square Garden. You've maybe heard us talk about that before.
Yeah.
And last night it got cut off. Thanks to the Masters, it was delayed 30 minutes during Joe's nap. And then it got cut off for local news programming during the middle of his song, Piano Man. Mm. The full concert is available on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, it's kind of like the reverse Heidi game, where instead of cutting out of the game, they actually let the game run and then cut out Billy Joel there. But hey, the solace for Billy Joel fans, which I'm sure love having to pay for all the streaming services already, is that CBS says, hey, you can just buy our streaming service and
strong arming you into getting the new stuff. Yeah, get with the times.
That's right. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of today's top three stories still to come on Pensacola right now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food! That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about farmland preservation and what kind of tactics counties might be able to use to accomplish that end result, something that came up in Santa Rosa County's commission meeting recently. Also celebrated our sister station Cat Country's $28,000 raised for the Santa Rosa Kids House at their recent spring jam. Talked about the Golden Bachelor, married and now getting a divorce after 3 months. My suggested improvements for tax day, plus the attack on Israel by Iran. You can check out those segments at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I've been a poor man and I've been a king. I've had my life and the world on a string. I've traveled many roads, but I'm so far from done. Hopeless, and I've had my faith. Some things I've lost, and some things
Pensacola right saved. Now, winding down on hour number one, Channel 3 News at 5, about 8 minutes from now. Thanks so much for tuning in and starting your week off with us. I hope your Monday went well and enjoying your ride home. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. If you are just checking in with us, today's top three stories. Israel is vowing to respond to the drone and missile attack from Iran over the weekend. An aide to Prime Minister Netanyahu says no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of the response. Around the country today, anti-Israel protests erupting on interstates, roads, bridges. That includes San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, the Kennedy Expressway right near the terminals at O'Hare Airport, Wall Street in Manhattan, the Brooklyn Bridge. Also, protesters chained themselves to a Boeing plane in St. Louis, Missouri as well. So this appears to be a coordinated effort among protesters around the country today. Also, the FBI says they're opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse, agents boarding the cargo ship. And the Washington Post says part of the investigation is focusing on whether the crew left port knowing that the ship had problems. So that's a look at our top three stories today. Austin, how are the roads looking here?
Well, we haven't had much to deal with this hour, luckily. We are starting to see some places just build up some minor congestion. We've already been dealing with Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, and especially as you approach Highway 87, we've got some backups in that area, and we do have some still if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. But there's a few more spots where we've developed some. If you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just now getting off of Avalon Boulevard, we've got some backups there. North Davis Highway gave us problems for a moment earlier this hour, and it's now doing so again near where University Parkway meets North Davis, traveling southbound towards Olive. If you're traveling southbound on North Palafox Street towards Burgess Road, we've got some issues in that area, but nothing too severe. And then if you are traveling, this is going to be if you're traveling south on 297A towards Pinecone Drive, I think we still got some of that line work going on over there that's causing some backups in that area. But once again, there's not too much going on the roads that's too aggressive at this time.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at some more wackier stories in good news making the rounds today. Austin, do you know if you walked into Office Max, if that's still a thing, and had to send a fax?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Like, as far as knowing how to work a fax machine?
Could you send out a fax if I said, hey, I need you to fax this piece of paper to somebody? Could you do it?
I would need some time to figure it out. I've never had to send one before.
Okay.
So I guess my short answer would be no.
All right. A 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York was arrested for a stunt he pulled last month. He sent a fax posing as the principal, announcing that he was resigning. He was caught after police realized he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax, so he was discovered that way because he didn't know exactly how faxes worked. He created fake school email accounts and used them to send the fax. He also used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble and get private information about yet another student. Both of those efforts were unsuccessful. He was charged with two counts of criminal impersonation.
Yeah, I mean, I get that fax machines, you know, some people still use them in office settings.
I think the only people that use them are college football programs on National Signing Day.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's still overall, I would say, a relatively outdated method of communication. Like, he probably just shouldn't have taken on a beast that he knew he couldn't conquer. Let's see. An airline passenger says that they were at a United ticketing counter at the Newark, New Jersey airport last week, and the agent said that their checked bag was a half pound too heavy. The agent said, don't worry, I don't see anything, and gave him a high five. The customer thought they were getting a nice break, but then he said, you can leave a tip right there, pointing to a spot on the counter. The customer asked if he was for real, and the guy said yes, so they left $5. They said they didn't care at first, but later it felt weird, especially since they were pretty sure that the bag was not over. They said they don't know what happened, but they weighed it when they got home, and it was 44 pounds. Then they thought they may have been scammed, so they reported it to United on their website.
Well,
just a jerk at
maybe
the airport.
I suppose that if the guy does it and he gets enough tips in a day, I mean, he could probably make off with a decent amount of pocket change there. But I don't know. So if this happened to you and the guy said, hey, you know, give me a tip, and you threw $5 down, would you kind of just move on with your life? Or
if I thought about it later, I would just kind of laugh and think, like, wow, what a jerk. Like, I don't know if I would maybe mention it online. I wouldn't make a huge fuss. I mean, what am I gonna do? But it's just like, wow, looking back on it, that guy was a meanie. That's how I think about it.
Looking at some good news, I love the name of this individual, this cat here.
All right,
a 30-pound cat. Yes,
that's a big cat
in Indiana. The cat's name is Thicken Nugget. I love that.
That's clever, yeah.
He's slimming down, though, using an exercise regimen that's usually reserved for dogs. A place called the Canine Aquatic Center is helping him swim his way thin. In 7 weeks, he's lost 5 pounds. They're hoping he can drop another 10 and eventually lose half of his body weight. The name Thicken Nugget, though, has to remain.
Yeah, you're probably just going to have to, like, put him down as Nugget or something if he gets too thin. NBA player Boban Marjanovic gave fans a really nice gift at the expense of Chick-fil-A. The Clippers have a promotion called Brickin' for Chicken, where fans get free Chick-fil-A if a player misses 2 free throws in a row. With the Rockets up late in the fourth, Boban stepped to the line and missed the first. That's cool.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to anything. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose.
He did. He gave out free chicken.
Love that.
He's seen as one of the most wholesome players in the
yeah.
league, and rightfully so.
Yeah. I was looking at it because it was the last game of the regular season, and the Houston Rockets are like the worst team in the league. They were beating the Clippers, who I think had probably rested all their main guys anyway. But it was late in the fourth quarter, and it was cool on the video. He misses the first, and then he starts looking around, and like he's pointing at the crowd. He's like, yes, like, you know, you want me? Like, bring it on, you know.
Why not?
And then misses the free throw. Yeah, cool stuff. Also, two pool players named Russ and James had beef a decade ago, and they were big rivals, but eventually made up and became friends. Now they're even closer after Russ just gave James a kidney. He'd been on dialysis for 3 years, but he's doing great now, 2 months after the surgery. We'll take a break here. 10-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next. We're back soon after for Pensacola Right Now, hour number two.